This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about a woman from the Israelites, said that she was a prostitute, and once she came upon a well and she went down and she drank, and when she came out there was a dog by the well and he was panting and he was thirsty and he was about to die. She felt very sorry for that dog. They said that she went down, she put the water in her shoes, and she came and she gave it to the dog. فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ ذَنْبَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her, says, why? Because of the mercy and the compassion and the kindness that she has shown towards this dog. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, enjoy these animals, but he said, in the process, do not abuse them. Once the Prophet ﷺ is walking by, when he saw a jazzar, a butcher, and they said that butcher, the animal ran away from him. He goes, فَجَعَلَ يَجُرُّهَا مِنْ رِجْلِهَا فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَا هَذَا قُدْهَا إِلَى الْمَوْتِ قَوْتًا جَمِيلًا. So the animal ran away from the butcher, and the butcher grabbed it by the leg and was pulling it by the leg, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you are about to kill this animal, do it so in a gentle manner. Once the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم walking, he saw another man. He's about to slaughter an animal, and he had his foot on the neck of the animal, and he was sharpening his knife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him, and he said, "Aturidu an tumeetaha mawtatayn?" He said, "Do you wish to kill it twice? Because you're doing it in front of it, and then you're killing it." He said, "This is just absolutely cruel." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not do so." It is not befitting, especially to people who claim civility, who claim compassion. This is just absolutely not befitting. And the hadiths in this field are just so numerous. Funny story about Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi. He was walking along with some of his students when they saw a dog. So the students, out of respect for their teacher, they started chasing the dog away to make room for the teacher. فَقَالَ لَا تَفْعَلْ أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَمَّا الطَّرِيقَ مُشْتَرَكٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي. He said, don't chase the dog away. Don't you know that we are supposed to be sharing this? So there's no chance that how can we do it? What are our responsibilities towards this? Number one, please remember that we as Muslims, we have dietary laws. And they are all for the sake of the goodness of us. All for health reasons. Khabith, it's impure, there is darar in it, harm. So Allah said, this is not good. But there is also an ethical value into this. تَأَمَّلْ بَعْيَا رَعَاكَ اللَّهِ فِي مَا حَرَّمْهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ حينما قال في سورة المائدة حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أمرت لغير الله به ثم بعد ذلك ماذا يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قل والمنخطر والمنخلقات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, certain things are haram, they are unlawful for us. We may not eat dead meat. We may not eat the flesh of the swine. We may not consume blood. We may not eat anything that was slaughtered in any name other than the name of Allah. But then Allah said, there is also an ethical value into what comes next. وَالْمُنْخَنَعُ. Any animal that died because of strangulation. Medically it's not healthy for you, but ethically it's also not healthy to kill an animal in such a way. وَالْمُنْخُوذَ. That was hit by a blow. I have seen it with my own eyes in some of the slaughterhouse. I've seen the workers with a baseball bat, they would beat the bull on the head. And then we end up consuming stuff like this. Some say, yes, it's not healthy, but ethically, that is just not right. When mutaraddiya, anything that died as a result of going or natiha. So what happens is that mutaraddiya is anything that fell from a high place. And then said, when mawquza in anything that died as a result of blowing or boring or anything like this. But the point is what? We have an ethical obligation. That animals who are not treated ethically in an ethical manner, said Muslims, we cannot be part of this. We will not consume anything like this. You know, Islam goes even further. نَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ أَكْلِ الْجَلْدَالَةِ. The Prophet, peace be upon him, forbade the consumption of jallala. Say that jallala is an animal that was fed things that were not natural. Things that are not naturally theirs. other than grass and what they graze on. The Prophet said, such an animal, you are not supposed to consume it. And then the scholar said, the animal must work for at least 40 days in order for it to become halal, halal again. Point is, pay attention. What is it that we are consuming? Medically, Islamically, but also ethically. And then finally, brothers and sisters, we spend money. So when we say that sin is unethical, we cannot be guilty of promoting it. We're not only becoming complacent at that point, but we are also becoming part of the system. Say, it is unethical, I am not spending my money. I am not going to give you my dollar. I'm going to hold on to it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, help and aid each other in righteousness and goodness, but do not help and aid each other in wickedness and sin. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى حبه آثاره وكفى. Like I said, brothers and sisters, there is an absolute wealth of information when it comes to animal rights in this deen, in this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet as Muslims, we don't feel guilty about using animals. But the point is, do not abuse them. من لطيف ما يروى أن أبا الدرداء رضي الله عنه كان له بعير، وهذا البعير يموت. أبو الدرداء أتى عند البعير وقال له: يا أيها البعير، لا تخاصمني عند ربك، فإني لم أقل أحملك فوق طاقتك. He said that he had a mule, and his mule was dying. So Abu Darda came to the mule, and he started talking to the mule. He said, oh my mule, he said, please do not dispute with me in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I have always been good to you. This idea of accountability, not only about what we do to other humans, but it's also about what we do to other beings. So the point is, be careful about what it is that we do to other beings. Please, inshallah, as always, take an active role into the different activities that take place here in the masjid. Tonight we have a very beautiful program. Dr. Munir Farid from Michigan State University will be our guest after Isha here tonight. And he will be talking about the challenge of modernity and Islam. Please, inshallah, make sure that you are going to be here. As well as our program, the youth group will be meeting at 7 tonight, inshallah, as well as the Friday Quran memorization class. And also, please, inshallah, make sure that you keep the following people in your dua. Brother Kian Aman Zamini, he is only 16 years old. Fortunately, he had a back surgery and he became paralyzed. Please keep him in your dua that was there. Also, the wife of Sayyid Mahmoud Jilani passed away. Services were held yesterday. Sayyid Mahmoud Jilani, please keep her in your dua as well as Brother Amran Hussain. And just very quickly, as you are going to be leaving today, you might probably run into some sisters who look like they are Muslims, and they'll be begging of you. We are not against helping people who are in need, but we would prefer that when you see them, please do send them to the office. Panhandling is a crime, and we do not want something like this to be happening around our masjid. So please, inshallah, nicely just let them know that if you need help, the masjid will help you, and send them to the office upstairs. Jazakumullah khair. اللهم يا رب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا. اللهم يا رب اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات. اللهم يا رب ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك اسرانا وعاف مبتلانا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم واذكروا الله اكبر الله عليكم اجمعين. الله